بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The few points regarding the world that we live in today. Right at the beginning, Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام was shown Jahannam. And in front of Jahannam, he was shown whatever trials, whatever attractions. He saw it all right at the beginning. Maybe Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam even saw that grand auto theft. We'll never know what he saw. He saw it all. He saw it all. He saw Jahannam behind it, but he saw it all right at the beginning. And then he said that I don't think anyone will be saved from Jahannam. I don't think anyone. We right at the ending. He saw it right at the beginning. Thereafter came so many years passed. Final ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again sees it. Because the greatest attack of the enemy, which he would say, that in my ummah, if there's a khuruj, it's khuruj of Dajjal in my ummah. If there's an emergence, if there's a burst, if there's something wild, it's in my ummah. We would have thought our ummah was the easiest. No, our ummah was going to get hit the hardest. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to see it. So he wakes up. He wakes up. In his dream he would see. His dreams were revelation. What he would see in his dreams is like what Jibreel alayhi salam saw. He wakes up. He said, "Mada unzila min al-fitan?" He says, "La ilaha illallah." What and what trials Allah has now sent. Meaning, this is coming for my ummah. This is coming. And then he would explain the times as it would fall. Like how he said 2013, what happened? 2026, 2030, we're calling it a vision. Vision 2030. What's going to happen? But he saw it. For him to say, what and what fitan? What and what trials Allah has sent? Me and you are at the ending. We are at the ending, we are repeating exactly what Jibreel alayhi salam said. That I don't think anyone will ever survive this. In between, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw it. But amazing he was, where they say a master doctor is the one who can pick up the sickness. The sickness is so terrible that can give the doctor a heart attack. That the doctor saw the sickness. But when he comes to the patient, he's able to say, there's nothing to worry about. I'll cure you next week. And then he can take out such a medication that's so easy, that he himself doesn't even show the sickness is so huge. That was the kamal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He saw it. He saw it. That's why sometimes he would say, if you knew what I knew, you would not be laughing. You would be crying. If you knew what I knew. لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. He saw it. It was what he saw that made him stand for hours and hours. He saw his legs swelling. They would say to him, why must you do it? Amazing he was, he would never say, I'm doing it for somebody else. He would say, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. I need to thank Allah. But he was not doing it in that. Because the du'as that he would be making after that falah would show why he was doing it. When that boy said, your parents will never forget you. There's a Nabi who never forgot his ummah. He saw it. He understood it, his children. And he stood for it. He stood. The legs swelled. He would go down sitting. He read salah sitting. Sometimes they say one verse kept him standing the whole night. In tu'adhibuhum fa'innahum ibaduk. That if you punish them, Allah, then they are your slaves. Meaning, but they are my children also. If you punish them, they are yours. That verse kept him standing the whole night. That's why he stood. He knew how bad it was. How bad it was going to get. Me and you, what we are seeing today. No matter how deep you go into this, they will never allow us to investigate it to even level two. Because this is the world where the jinn have now been let loose. Totally. It is now just going into Satanism to the highest levels. Now they do not even hide what they are saying. Some places I went to, people ask me that, don't they get upset what you speak about? I said, it seems I'm advertising for them. They are so happy to tell you whatever they need to know. They are so happy. So if I mention something in a bayan, immediately somebody else will say, hey, you saw this one, that man himself said it. That man himself. At the present moment in the world, there's a man called. And why we take these shayateen names is the day these people show themselves as great. I wish before that you heard the name and you understand he is the devil himself. He's the devil himself. Maybe many years ago if I had spoken and I had said there's a messed up character called Messi, then maybe I would not find today a boy who could be an alim and who could say, but I still love him. Because he kicks it well. So maybe before I told you that, you know, he's also the agent. He's also the agent. That he never became popular because he knew how to kick a ball. He became popular because he put his head down in sajda in front of the devil. That's why he became. That's why he has to be who he has to be. Where he said, go through all of them, they're all atheists. They're not all atheists. They go one level higher. They are Satanists. They are not just the Satanists. They are Satanists on the higher level. Highest level means, if Iblis shows himself, he shows himself to them. In that filth, they learn what they have to learn. They never just have a dream. Most of these people, when they ask the secret of your success, they will say, that's why they're not atheists. They will say, God came to me in my dream. The furthest man for God to come to. But they really mean God. Because God doesn't refer to Almighty Allah. God doesn't refer to Almighty Allah. Masala wise, to say God is great, there's no problem. But if someone asks that, where the translation of God came from, who translated it? You say one English chap. You say the English chap don't believe in Allah. For Allah, God is not the translation of Allah. And God is not the translation of any of the qualities of Allah. But permissible, it might be permissible, means I mean Allah. The worst is, that if we have to see a man who became a Satanist, they call it Illuminati, and he writes, I was taken into a cave, and there on the wall it was written, God is great. And you know, in that cave of the Illuminati, Allah is not worshipped. So sometimes you wonder, who is this God? Who is God? But that's a long story there. That man, when he would say, God came in my dream, Allah Tabarakallah is not coming in any of these people's dreams. Inspired by the devil himself, they made these games. And now the fitna has become so hard, that if from outside entered inside, and Allah's Nabi saw it, or saw it, said, what and what fitna has been revealed tonight? And then he gave very few, very easy, amazing things he said when you see the world today. He said, رُبَّ كَاسِيَاتٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا آرِيَاتٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Same time he said it. It might have been in the dream. You don't know what he saw in the dream. He said, there will be those people who will have the smartest clothes in this world. And they will be naked in front of Allah. Now who he saw? Maybe he saw that billionaire. Maybe he saw Peter Thiel. Maybe he saw Elon Musk. Maybe he saw, that's why they call it the fashion parade of women and men. In that fashion parade, I don't know how it is now, but you would wonder which man worries about his shoes and his socks. I think even they put the proper underwear on, although it's covered. And then they walk, and then the lights are on. And then there's that media, and everyone says, I need that jacket, I need that jacket. I need that trouser, I need that sock. I need it all. That is why I ask those people who worship. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if someone could be made sajda to, it was him. A sahabi said, they make sajda to kings, can I not make sajda? He said, sajda is to Allah. Sajda is to Allah. But I found people, they worship these people so much like idols. Idols. If there was purity in any man, it was the Nabi of Allah. To such an extent that even he alone, his urine was pure. Alone he was, his urine was pure. He was the only man in the world who was pure from beginning to end. And then he said, you will make such that to Allah. As for these idols who came up, the only thing smart on them is outside. Only thing smart. So Allah's Nabi said, Kasiyat. Amazing, there will be people who will wear smart clothing. Because the only thing smart about them is the outside. Forget their urine and stool being dirty. And theirs has to be more dirty than a normal person's. Because when you take drugs, you take medication, when you drink that liquor, my friend is a plumber. Plumber normally is a low job. In those Western countries, you are plumber, you score high. Why? Because the man who comes home drunk, he vomits in his toilet until the toilet can't take the dirt down. So every few weeks he got a block drain again. My friend said, you think I'm going to go clean his filth? I pay another man to go clean that, and I charge good amounts. If you want to see your idol who looked so nice on the outside, that vomits, which even the plumber, he is ready to lose half his sustenance, but he will not be ready to clean that man's toilet. That man's toilet is so filthy, that's only the beginning of that man. What about the rest? Then you get a heart that is rotten. So one person wrote very nicely, because it was World Cup time, and everyone was wild for these idols. And everyone spoke about Europe and the best of the match and whatever it was. So I like that article where he wrote, I love you, Europe. I love you, European. You thought the world sports. You are the best. I love you, European. He says, the only thing I ask you is, don't you feel a little dirty when you come out of the loo with all your poo? When you come out of the loo with all your poo. So he wrote there that I don't understand how a man can take toilet paper and rub a little in the toilet, pull up his or her trouser and walk out smiling. He said, I can't understand that. That is the idol. That is the idol. Besides that clothing, forget in front of Allah how that man will be. Even in this world, when that clothing comes out, it's dirty. Nabi Sansa maybe saw those men. Where he said, Rubba kasiyat, there will be people with what lovely clothing. They are the people we see on social media. We only see an outside clothing, a smart car, Rolls Royce, a beautiful building. Sometimes see what my friend has to see in the toilet. Then you will understand when that man vomits what comes out. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, May yuqidhu sawahib al-hujurat. That who will be ready to wake up the woman in the room? Meaning at night, if someone can wake up the wife, and everyone can read a few rakats of salah, then he said, there's nothing to worry about of all this. He said, who will wake up the people of the womb? But to explain that, tahajjud, that's very hard. And to explain leaving this phone, that's very hard. So I'm going to give you something easier which Rasulullah ﷺ gave for me and you, the weak ones. For the strong one, the answer to the fitan of the time is husband and wife, mother and child, child and mother. People must wake up. We must wake up. Adhan inshallah will be delayed, but salah won't be delayed. Inshallah, salah on time. You don't have to give me that water. You give it to me, it's going to be a long bayah. I'd rather start getting thirsty now so I finish. So this one is a very easy one. The strong one, Allah make us all strong, is someone wakes up the woman of the house. Wake up someone. May you qidhu sawahib al-hujurat. Who will wake up the woman in the room? She wakes up, I wake up. If you know I have to wake up for tahajjud, then you're not going to be sitting with this till 12 o'clock at night. Said, who will wake up the woman? But very hard. So I'm going to give you an easier one. This comes in the narration of Muslim. May Allah tabarakala make it. It comes in my life and it comes in your life. This one is very easy but very hard. Very easy but very hard. It got to do with three sunnahs. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah writes under it, in this hadith there are three so important sunnahs. He says they are not wajib, but it does all the job. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَخَذْتَ مَدْجَعَكَ. When you grab your bed, when you grab your bed means now you're going to sleep. And amazing, like when I look at these narrations, he was the doctor of the world. Like, whoever knew at the time of sleeping will be the biggest imtihan. Whoever knew it. Time of sleeping is when you come away from the imtihan. Whoever knew the time of sleeping will one day be for the ummah the biggest imtihan. Our biggest imtihan today is when we go to sleep. He said, إِذَا أَخَذْتَ مَدْجَعَكْ. When you grab your bed, meaning this is the final he wanted. So I can't tell you put away the phone before. Like how he said, we only got one email to answer, I'll answer it at night. Little bit to see, little bit to phone. Little bit. But he wanted one thing, that a time must come where you close it, put it away, now you call إِذَا أَخَذْتَ مَدْجَعَكْ. You grab your bed. When you grab your bed, he said, I ask you, فَتَوَضَّ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَةِ. I ask you to go make that same wudu you make for salah. You'll wonder why I'm not reading salah now. And if I wake up for tahajjud, I'll make wudu. There's many reasons, but maybe Allah's Nabi was speaking to me and you, that before sleeping, the eye had already been polluted. The finger had been polluted. The mind had been polluted. So he said, make that wuzu you normally make for salah. Because when you make that wuzu for salah, that water takes away all that sin. He said, don't you ever go to sleep dirty. Imam Nawawi rahimullah writes, مَخَافَةَ أَيْ يَمُوتَ. Because there's a fear you could die at night, and you would not want to die with that sin of zina in your eye. So there's that fear. So he said, go make wuzu. So at least if we die that night, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Mutta al-fitra." You will die pure. You will die how Allah started you. You will die in the condition. How? Just with wudu. Little bit rub the eye because we know what the eye saw. Little bit clean the ear because we know what it hurts. Little bit wash the finger. And amazing in the hadith, he said, because as the water drops, with that last drop that drops from the fingertip, that sin also goes away. And when I look at that narration, I said, whoever knew that one day this fingertip will be making the biggest sins? But he said, as the thing drops from that fingertip, that last sin also drops. May Allah make me and you pure. He said, make your wudu for salah. And do a good wudu. Rub it nicely. Rub it nicely. But now, this phone has to already be in the cupboard. This wuzu has to take place now when it's game over. I quickly put it off, I put it away, now I'm making wuzu. Immediately you'll think about what about my alarm clock. So let's invest in an alarm clock. Let's invest in an alarm clock. It doesn't have to be the phone whole life. Let's invest in the alarm clock. So I put it away. I made my wuzu, so now I'm not touching any dirt. Allah give me tawfiq also. If I tell you read Quran, you'll say, but the Quran is on the phone. There's one dua now we're going to speak about. He taught a dua. It's a very long dua. That's why I'm going to say, even if you don't make the dua. Because if I teach you the dua, immediately you'll say, okay, send the dua on the group. Then the man to read the dua again, he'll open it. It's only this. We're living in it. So I'm going to tell you the dua. You might learn it. Learn it from the phone. Learn it out of the phone. But you can't be reading the dua with the phone. The phone has to be closed now. Now it has to be closed. Now I make my wuzu. So my hand is clean. My eye is clean. Because if I want to meet Allah, this is not the last thing I want to meet Allah. I need it all out. Wudu akal is salah. He said, then you will lie on your right hand side. Meaning we're going to sleep. When we lie on the right hand side, because everyone in his grave wants to be facing on his right hand side, and we would love to be towards Qibla, but the right means you right. So he says, lie on your right hand side. Imam Nawawi says, make wudu. Because if you make wudu, asdaq li ru'ya, it will give you true dreams. وَأَبْعَدْ And it will take you far away from the jinn playing with you in your dreams. Most of the people nowadays, their emails is, at night I saw the snake. One snake, two snakes, many snakes. I grabbed the snake, snake grabbed me. Say what it means. Sometimes I want to tell the person, it means you had one phone before, you got two phones. Because you got a new update, new contract, but you don't want to let the old contract go. So little bit context there, little bit context. I used to go with friends in the past. They in their pockets used to have four phones. We said we love to see a man with four guns. Now you got four phones. This one, that one, that one, that one. So many, I asked him why, he said, oh, this contract is running there, this one is. Lot of phones. So he said, you got two phones, two snakes. So the two snakes are fighting because this phone is inviting you for that messages. That one got that message, that one ringing, that one, Lord, Lord snakes. You want to get rid of the snakes, close the phone and make wuzu. Then you won't see the snakes biting. Said it will take you far away from those scary dreams where the shaitan plays with you in your sleep. Make wuzu. Make wuzu. Lie on your right hand side. The third, he said, and now you will make one dua. The dua, many of us who know it, let us start reading it. Those that don't know it, learn it. We will send it on the group. But if you don't know it, remember when we were small, we learned our five kalimas, seven kalimas. Those kalimas' meanings, first kalima, second kalima, they taught it to us so well. Allah reward our asatiza. They taught us even that which wasn't part of the kalima. We used to read kalima, awwal, la ilaha. We never knew what it meant also. So the word was La ilaha illallah. We knew kalima awwal, kalima dom, kalima som. We never knew what that meant. We knew it, but how he taught it to us, he had a stick. That stick went away today, no one reads kalima. We knew that hard one, kalima panjum. It sounded scary. It was the hardest kalima. But when I learned the meaning later on, that meaning, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'a. Allah, I ask protection that I make shirk with you. In today's time, I found that that's the best dua you can ever make. I seek protection from becoming a mushrik, because the world of wealth today is making believers Satanists. To enter into that wealth, you'll have to give up your iman, because if that idol, that player, that one I loved is making sajda to the shaitan, and I love him, I'm also behind him. الْمَلْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَخِيكَ اللَّهُ Nabi said, a man will be with who he loves. International sport has taken iman away from people. Movies have taken iman away from people. Novels have taken iman away from people. And this gadget has taken iman away from people. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أُشْرِكَ بِكَ That kalima. Then there was that sixth kalima, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ Seventh was مُفَصَّل. We used to hear that kalima, we wondered why. Our this dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi taught is actually all those kalimas. So if you don't know this dua, Allahumma inni wajjahtu, or Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk, whichever word you learnt. Why I'm saying this, it comes in different words. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi never restricted it to this exact wording. He knew his ummah won't manage one wedding. But what he said, say something like this. Aslamtu nafsi ilayka. Wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayka. I handed myself over to you. And now my attention is now to you now. Meaning I forgot about what's happening in sports. I forgot about the news. I forgot about my groups. I forgot about the world. My face, Allah, I am on my right hand side. I even now forgot about my wife. That's why if you can't manage this, tell your wife sleep on the other side. So now your face is only to Allah. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ وَفَوَّتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ. All my matters. Allah, I was worried, I was answering that email. I was checking up if the lawyer sent anything. I was checking up if that fine has been paid or sorted out. Lot matters I got. But now I put my phone away and I say, I hand my matters over to you. وَفَوَّتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ. And the support structure that I need to help me, Allah, in this world, I'm saying I want to make you that support for my back. وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ رَغْبَةً رَحْبَةً إِلَيْكَ. Allah, I'm really scared of meeting you. But I got desire also to be with you. A man who says this before sleeping, his tawbah is done. رَحْبَةً, I'm scared, how do I meet you when I cheated so much? I just press delete on my history, but nothing is deleted by you. What if I die tonight? رَغْبَةً وَرَحْبَةً إِلَيْكَ. But what he then says, the only reason I'm talking to you, Allah, is لَا مَلْجَى وَلَا مَنْجَى مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ. That I can't run away from you. So the only thing is to run back towards you. But the boy said, who came to bail him out? The very people who one day said, may you go to jail. Parents got so angry, said, go to jail. He went to jail, they had to pay the bail. That man said, Allah, I ran away from you all day. But in the end of the day, I know that I can't escape you. So what I decided to do is run back towards you. This is my rehab every night, Allah. لا ملجأ ولا منجا منك إلا إليك. And then he ends, آمنت بكتابك الذي, I believe in the book that you have sent, ونبيك الذي أرسلت, and the Nabi that you have sent. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم then ended. He said, let this be your last word. Last word means last action, last word, bus, game over. So the last thing you do now, phone is away. I make my wudu. I lie on my side. If I know this dua, let me start reading it. My Nabi promised, and he was the doctor. Where the doctor said, you got a heavy cancer. It's spreading wildly. But you know what? I ask you one thing. At night, I want you to make wudu. I want you to lie on your side. And I want you to retake this one tablet. And after that, I can guarantee you, if I know it's cancer spreading, me and you will follow that doctor to the T. I'll tell my wife, you the one killing you. You just shut your mouth. I'm taking my wuzu. I'm sitting on my side, and you don't dare talk now. Chup. You also take tablet. Because we trust the doctor. May Allah make me and you trust our doctor. So I ask you three things. You make wuzu. You lie on your right hand side. You read this dua. The doctor took the guarantee then, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, فَإِن mutta, if you will die, mutta عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ, you will die pure. You will die pure. Meaning this devil will not get you. وَإِن أَصَبْتَ, and if you wake up the next morning, وَإِن أَصْبَحْتَ, if you wake up the next morning, وَإِن أَصْبَحَ, if he wakes up the next morning, أصاب خيرا. He has got a lot of goodness already in his life. Meaning he was pure the whole night, and it will make him pure going forward also. Lord. So I will end on this point. Why did Allah make it so easy? So remember he mentioned when they started, that the devil said, I will take them all to the fire. And Almighty Allah said, my servants you won't manage. This is a unique match. Unique match. So I always used to read this verse, and in my mind, when Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala say, Inna ibadi, that my servants, oh the devil, you will not manage. So the normal translation is, my servants means Junaid Baghdadi, Hassan al-Basri, that Sheikh, that very pious man, that Tablighi, that Amir Sa, he is Allah's ibad. My servants, oh devil, you won't get a power over them. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا, because I'll be there with them. I always understood it to mean the pious. But then when I saw the workings of Allah in the world, I went to one drug rehab. The man is a Hafiz. Hafiz of Quran, not an Ali. I asked him, what gave you this inspiration, from how long? He says, already about 30 years or so. He says, so I said, 30 years ago you had this. He says, no, 30 years ago, at night I used to go on the street corners. And I used to look for that addict, and I used to sit with him there. There I used to talk to him about Allah. He said, because I was also naughty in my day. Tabligh changed me. So I understood him. He spoke, he asked me to speak, but many a time when others speak for me, it's a knock. After he spoke, I just sat. And in my heart I said, Allah, how did you inspire him for 30 years? He's getting nothing out of this. What do you think Mona gets out of it to put up the center? Do you think it's easy to break head with the man who's on drugs? He got a long story. What made that man go and pull that man and sit with him at night? It is because Almighty Allah, when He said, my servants, O Iblis, you will not get power over them, was not speaking about the pious man going, was speaking about that man who the pious man was going to. That I will send in the world people to take my servants back to. I will send. That is why Allah inspires people. That is why no matter how strong the devil's actions will be, Allah Tabaraka Taala will carry on creating systems which will break the devil's actions. Whenever you will find a thought, a pull, someone knocking at your door, we must know, I am that abd of Allah, who Allah is saying, oh devil, you will see lot in the fire, but not all in the fire. Because my servants, I will make sure you will not get a hold over them. You might even lock them up. You may even shackle them. You may even make them addicts to the phone, addicts to drugs, addicts to everything. It might become vices on our devices. It might become the time when there's no hope. But Allah Tabaraka Taala says, I will carry on sending my servants to my servants. And you will not be able to. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. Because Allah is more than sufficient to make sure who has to go to Jannah will go to Jannah. All me and you have to say, Allah, let me be one of those. Let me be one of those. Because there's going to be lot who the devil is not going to get. Allah Tabaraka Taala make us all from them. Mubarak, what a majma. What brought people? What brought people? I don't think it was the supper that was written, the small supper after Isha. What brought? You know what brought? It is that Allah who said to the devil, my servants, I'll make sure I'll bring them. I will make sure I'll bring them. What brought a boy from America all the way to South Africa? What made him say, I need to go? What brought him? Allah Tabaraka Taala will continue making the arrangements for His servants to be protected from the devil. Allah Tabaraka Taala in His kindness make all of us their servants. Wudu at night, lie on our right hand side and read any dua or our kalimas, and let that be the last sentence of ours. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.